Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Albert Elise is going to get there. There's no question. He squares it. There it is. It's another. And it's Bubba Rodriguez again, scoring goals left and right. Elise with the assist.
All right, we're back. 15 minutes with Finn, following another defeat on the road. A lot of people were like, we knew this was coming. What did you expect? Honestly, I expected a win. I did. Let's talk about the lineup first and foremost. Brooklyn Reigns playing out on the wing. To me, I was just thinking, this is a 4-4-2. This is going to be a defensive game, and we're going 4-4-2 to try and negate San Jose's attack. Game was relatively even. They outplayed us. Let's just be honest. They were better. And a lot of it comes down to what happened in the 38th minute, where that piece of shit, Akapo, however you say his fucking name, blindside Schmidt, knocks him out of the game. And we're forced to put Franco Escobar on the left side, who's right-footed and has been nursing an injury. It's a yellow. It's not a red. You know, that was a yellow on Akapo. Teenage Adebe, I think, had his worst game of the season. The handball, dude, your hands need to be behind your back. His hand is way too far out. I know he's gangly and all, but hands are much too far out. Put him behind your back, teenage. Anyway, looking at the lineup, once again, people are upset. Why Corey Baird? Corey Baird's the reason we got the penalty. He was. Corey Baird presses up top better than anybody else. Who else is there? Sebas. If Sebas was ready, I think Ben Olsen would play him. But right now, Baird is what we got, so instead of constantly knocking him, I guess we could try and get behind him. But I would imagine, I don't know, dude. I'm struggling with the Ferreira thing, because if we're not going to play him, we need to move him. He takes up a lot of money. We need to get some of it back before he, you know, depreciates in value. And move him on. Get somebody else. Big shout out to not the worst referee I've ever seen, but she was fucking bad. Tori Penso, if you have to go to VAR for every penalty, you're not watching the game. VAR has either made these officials lazy or they're inept. And based on what I've seen from pro referees, and I posted this on Twitter, I think it's both. I think they're lazy and they're inept. They're fucking terrible. Certainly during the match, I would imagine somewhere there were misogynists calling out about, you can't have a woman call a men's game. You can. There's plenty that do it, and they do it well. She was fucking bad. Somebody said she set women back decades. Nah. But, dude, she was bad. Anyway, Reigns on the wing. I was thinking, dude, Ben Olsen's not fucking around. I don't know if this is a hustle thing. I liked what I saw from Brooklyn. There were a couple times where Coco just plain old missed him with passes. Brooklyn Reigns is a player.
Player.
He's a player. He's going to be quality. I would. I don't know. Keep running him out there. You know, we're 2-3. We've won all our matches at home. We should win versus the Galaxy. They're not very good. But we need to start scoring. Our fucking attack is anemic. Our attack is, it's not good. I know you guys are watching the same match as me. We had 6 shots. Our XG was 1.11. I guess, what is it, 0.79 of that came from Bossy's penalty. This was the second time, I think, where we had more fouls than the other team. We've lost the corner battle again. Pass accuracy was still over 80%. It was a tough game. Yeah, the guy that rated out highest was Amin Bossy. After that, Artur. So realistically, Artur is your man of the match yet again. Reigns was rated low, 6-1. Bartlett was rated 6-2. Clark, 6-1. Hadebe, 6-6. Schmidt, 6-6. Lots of sixes and sevens. 1-8 with Amin Bossy, but he wasn't a real 8. He was not a true 8. I went into this thinking we should beat them with the amount of injuries that they have and the style of football we've been playing. But, dude, we went, again, on the road with a loss, and people are like, when's it going to change? It's pretty common in MLS. It's a long trip. Every trip's a long fucking trip aside from Austin and Dallas. And maybe KC's not too far. But, dude, every trip's a long trip. This is not like Europe where the entire country is the size of Texas. Or in some cases, the size of Georgia. Every trip's long. What do you expect? It's going to be hard. But we got to be able to go out there and get a point. That was the thing. This was a game where we should have at least come back with a point. Good news is we're still in the playoff spots for the play-in game. I can't... Fuck Acapo. However you say his name. That guy's a fucking dickhead. And why did we not rake our spikes down his calves? Why did he not get a studs-up challenge right into his kneecap? What he did to Tate Schmidt was shitty. You know, if you watch it on the replay, you can see... Schmidt doesn't see it coming. And Acapo knocks the shit out of him. Knocks the shit out of him. There should have been immediately somebody in his face. The guys last year, Fafa, Quintero, Parker, they wouldn't have put up with that. So we have a lot of fancy guys, but we need some dickheads. We need a couple of dickheads to step up there and knock the shit out of them. Anyway, let's go back to talking about the other stuff. If the foul on Baird is a penalty, the foul on Coco is a penalty. I thought Baird's foul wasn't a penalty. Yeah, Corey Barrett, he drew the foul. He's the reason we have a goal, for those of you that hate him. I didn't think it was a penalty. I thought he was barely touched, and he acted. Corey, great job. The Oscar goes to you. I thought Coco's was most definitely a foul. Nope, no call. No call. Is it because Coco doesn't look like Cowell and Baird? Torrey Penso? Is it because Coco Karaski is from Panama? Does Torrey Penso have it out for Panama? Is she mad about the canal fiasco? I guess we'll never know. We need to figure out our attack. Plain and simple. It's the passing's great. Moving forward's great. But when we get into the final third, it's like nobody wants to shoot. Nobody wants to score. Except for Bossy. Franco wants to score. Sebas wants to score. We can't adjust our midfield. But, dude, we got to do something different up top. It's not working. It's not, and we're on game 5. I know they need time to gel. But we threw in Quiñones. Honestly, I would have rather seen Thor than Nelson. I would have. Franco Escobar, by the way, filling in on the left side, he played very well. So I would imagine we see him go in for Steris next game. Actually, you know what? Depending on what happens with Schmidt, we might see Franco Escobar on the left because you're not going to see Vanderkust. You could see Hadebe on the left. Hadebe's played left back in his career. If you look at transfer market, he's got quite a few appearances at the left back position. Guys, the worst thing about this club right now is we have more goals from PKs than we do from open play. That's not good. That is not good at all. We need to start stringing together goals from open play. You cannot count on Amin Bossy slotting PKs home every single game. But the good news is we're working the ball into the box. That's why we're getting them. So, performance-wise, I thought Steris, once again, was good. Not great. Not like he had been. But he faced a better opposition on the road. Cowell, Montero, they're good players. Abobasi, I don't know what he wears around his neck. I don't. But maybe we need to slap those on our attackers so they get a little more hungry in the box. Love the fire from Ben Olsen. Love, you could see him. He was dropping F-bombs. Ben's fiery, man. He's got that fire in his stomach. We're going to be all right. Still trying to remember. We turned over 13 or 14 players in one offseason. Remember that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four of the starters last night are new. That's almost half. It's a little less than half. But if you count Ivan Franco, you know, who normally plays, we got a lot of new starters. Then we're going to be all right. Bad news. Brad Smith is now listed till late April, and Achara is out till mid-May with a knee injury. I think Achara would help with the pace, open up, stretch the field, because we don't really have anybody aside from Barrett that does that. Yeah, that's what Corey does. Corey gets in behind, he runs. He's the only one that stretches the field. And that's one thing we're missing. I think if you put Fafa Pico on this team, truth be told, I think he'd be leading the team in goals right now. I do. I think he would have, we'd have goals from open play because Fafa could outrun just about everybody. That's why they call him the gazelle. Although gazelles get caught by fucking cheetahs all the time. So why don't we call him the cheetah? Anywho, moving on. This was hands down Teenage Adebe's worst game. He had a, I think he had a stinker early on in the season. But dude, this one was bad. Steve Clark guessed right on both PKs. Espinosa just put him where he couldn't get him. When I was watching warm-ups, I got this sinking sensation in my stomach that we were going to lose. I didn't say it on Twitter, because as you know, I'm a shit talker. But, yeah, every time I talk shit or make a video, some snazzy video, we lose. And I'm not going to stop, because it's good for marketing. But, dude, if it keeps happening, I might have to do it, like, after the game starts. I don't know. I don't think I have the power to jinx this team, but, dude, I want to know for sure what's going on with Sebastian Ferreira. He could have... Bring him in earlier. Bring him in with Franco. You know? That was just tough. I wasn't sure what was happening with Reigns. But I'm thinking that Ben likes what he saw. I did too. He had a worse game than his first game. Reigns wasn't as good last night. But he did some good things. He was able to get down the sideline and get open. And he's got decent speed. So FIFA, you need to update your rankings. My man of the match, Artur. My scapegoat in this one? I don't know. It's got to be Bartlow or Hadebe. It's got to be Bartlow or Hadebe. I would say Teenage. Teenage conceded quite a few corners. That early penalty is stupid. It gave me Tottenham Liverpool UEFA Champions League final vibes. Where Sissoko had a handball in the first 2 minutes. And that was, Teenage's was a blatant handball. And I was texting my boy, my hetero life partner, Joey, during the match. Joey doesn't think the foul on Coco was a foul. He says he calls it like he sees it. Joey, I think you're wrong. And I think most of us do as well. In fact, I think the announcers disagreed as well. The fucking announcers, dude, they were just homered towards San Jose. I didn't like him. I miss Glenn. Glenn, you need to start a Twitter space for every match that you're not actually calling so we can at least hear you, because these Apple announcers suck. I can't stand them. Dorsey? Why did Dorsey not get in? As inept as he is defensively, he does offer something going forward. That was a head-scratcher. I really think Griffin Dorsey should have got on the pitch last night. But, you know, I'm not the coach. I know fuck all about the team aside from what I watch on game days and what I read on Twitter, as do 99.99999% of the people on the planet. We don't know shit about them. We get to make a judgment based off of 90 minutes a week. That's it. The guys at Bayou City might know a little bit more, because I think they get, like, practice passes. But I'm just a YouTuber, like Jorge from Austin. But good news is this. The LA Galaxy are not very good. We got them next week. At home. And you know it's going to be a good crowd. Because we show up for these games. San Jose didn't really show up. They had 12,000. So for us, it must have felt like deja vu. Because we only had 13,000 last time. But LA Galaxy have yet to win a game. They've got fucking... How many points do they got? Three points. Three draws, two losses. Minus three goal difference. Three goals, four, six against. Dude, they're worse than us offensively. The bad news is they appear to be better than us defensively. But how many games have they played on the road? They've only played two road games. Is that right? One. They've only played one road game? Is this correct? What am I looking at here? Oh, no. These bitches have played three like us. So I think LA Galaxy and us is going to be a boring match. But, man, we have got to figure something out up top, whether it's moving Sebastian Ferreira on and bringing somebody in that does what Olsen wants. and can finish, because Corey does a lot. Corey can pass, Corey can defend, Corey's got pace. But Corey's, has he ever really been a goal scorer? I mean, if we look at him, 1 year, yeah, but I think it's time to shake things up, Ben. We're 5 games in, we're 2-3, and we're averaging 1 goal a game. 3 of our goals are from PKs. I support the club, and I back every player in almost every decision you make. But it is time to shake some things up offensively. And maybe it's time to... Nah, it's not time to put Griffin Dorsey back in the lineup. Daniel Starris has done a good job. But I think it is time to see Franco Escobar on the right. And depending on when Tate Schmidt comes back, it might, as bad as he was versus Dose, maybe DJ gets a spot on the bench next week. I'd imagine he does. Because we don't have any other left-footed player to play back there. Not with the injury to Brad Smith and all that. But man, it's been... Oh, boys and girls, time is up.
Albert Elise is going to get there. There's no question. He squares it. There it is. It's another. And it's Mubo Rodriguez again, scoring goals left and right. Elise with the assist.
Big shout out to my favorite band, Familiar with Failure, for the introductory music. You can find them at FWFTX on all social media platforms. Once again, that's Familiar with Failure. Check them out. Badass band, cool ass people.